Alaska Department of Fish and Game spokeswoman Kathy Harms says the state moved the bear to the Alaska Zoo over the weekend, a long trip that started with a small plane ride.
Got it back to the ground in Tok, drove it to Fairbanks, and it drove in another truck down to Anchorage, and it was perfectly docile and healthy and calm, and everything went well.
Eagle residents Kate Rourke and Andy Bassich cared for the small black bear cub since it showed up at their remote homestead alone a week ago. The couple fought an initial state plan to euthanize the bear, which is too young to survive in the wild. Seven Alaska bear cubs, all but one black, have been placed outside already this year, and it's expected to be tough to find an approved wildlife care facility to take the new cub. Harm says the Alaska Zoo will serve as a temporary home for the animal.
It is being housed there while we await applications that come in and check with previous permit holders to find out if we can find a permanent residence for this cub.
Harm says the Alaska Zoo transferred three bear cubs from Galena to a facility in Colorado last Thursday, opening up room for the eagle cub. Rourke, Bassich, and friends are trying to find the bear a similar outside arrangement. Bassich says there's interest, but he expects nothing to happen fast.
In a perfect world, we'd love to be able to ship them out and ship them right down to a new home. But as we all know, government agencies have a lot of bureaucracy involved, and that seems to slow the process down dramatically.
The state's Harms credits the public for helping find a home for the Galena bears and welcomes similar assistance with the eagle cub, but she defends the state's methodical approach.
Lots of facilities can say step forward, but unless they have a permit from the Department of Fish and Game, it is not legal to transfer that animal to them.
Harms says there's no deadline for finding a new home for the cub. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.